The Breach. In the Unsearchable Riches magazine, volume 39, A.E. Nock wrote, "We hoped that time would heal the breach and lead him to see the futility and wickedness of reviling, but he has been encouraged in his course by a few who took no pains to inquire into the facts, and some who are eager to use any and every means of harming us, no matter how contrary to the Scriptures. We take it as from the Lord, even though it comes through the adversary, and thank God for it, and look to him to transmute it into good. Nevertheless, we are heartily ashamed and humbled by it. No such wickedness should be known among those who revel in God's transcendent grace. We are well aware that this is a device of the adversary to engage us in useless and harmful controversy, and so hinder the work. We need every ounce of strength and minute of time in constructive work for all of the saints, and refuse to be diverted." This statement is final. We have tried to make it as gracious as possible, and yet fulfill our duty. It is intended to help, not harm. So kindly refrain from writing to me about it, and spare us the pain of refusing to reply. We exhort our fellow saints not to countenance reviling, no matter how just or fair the reviler's case may appear to be. This is God's remedy, and the only one. It is so shameful in his eyes that we should mark everyone who indulges in it and avoid them for their own sake and for the honor and glory of his name.